You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and today we're focusing on a trend that's as frustrating as it is dangerous: bike lane collisions. Here's a shocking statistic. In major cities, these crashes have jumped over 200% since 2019. And the kicker? Most of them are happening in lanes that were supposed to keep cyclists safe. Let's talk about why this is happening and what riders need to know to protect themselves.
That's such a concerning trend, especially since more people are choosing cycling as their primary mode of transportation these days.
Well, let me break down what's really happening here. We're seeing a perfect storm of factors: more cyclists on the road, distracted drivers, and infrastructure that hasn't kept pace with the growth in bike traffic.
You know what's particularly troubling about this? Even in designated bike lanes, cyclists face serious risks from things like dooring incidents and vehicles drifting into their space.
That's exactly right. And here's something most people don't realize. Even at relatively low speeds, these collisions can result in devastating injuries. We're talking about potential brain trauma, spinal injuries, and complex fractures that might not be immediately apparent.
That's why it's so crucial for people to know about resources like the Injury Helpline, which provides 24/7 free consultations and connects victims with specialized lawyers nationwide.
Let me share something interesting about that. Studies show that cyclists who get legal representation within the first 48 hours of an accident typically receive settlements that are 3.5 times higher than those who wait.
So what would you say are the most critical steps someone should take immediately after a bike lane collision?
Well, first and foremost, seek medical attention, even if you feel fine. Then, document everything. Photos, witness contacts, and police reports are crucial. But here's what many people miss: don't make any statements about fault or sign anything without legal consultation.
That's where having immediate access to the Injury Helpline could really make a difference in protecting someone's rights.
Exactly. And let me tell you why this matters so much. Insurance companies often try to settle quickly, offering amounts that might seem generous at first, but don't cover long-term medical needs or lost wages.
Oh, that reminds me of a recent case where a cyclist initially accepted a quick settlement, only to discover their injuries required ongoing physical therapy that wasn't covered.
You know what's really interesting about these cases? The legal complexity often goes way beyond just determining who hit whom. We're talking about infrastructure issues, municipal liability, and sometimes even design flaws in the bike lanes themselves.
Like those cases where bike lanes suddenly end or force cyclists into dangerous merging situations?
Precisely. And here's where having the right legal supports becomes crucial. The attorneys connected through the Injury Helpline understand these nuances. They know how to investigate whether poor infrastructure design contributed to the accident.
That must be incredibly valuable when building a strong case for compensation.
Absolutely. And let me share something most people don't realize. These lawyers typically work on a contingency basis, meaning they only get paid if they win your case. This makes quality legal representation accessible to everyone, regardless of their financial situation.
That's such an important point for our listeners to understand. There's no financial risk in getting that initial consultation.
And here's another crucial aspect: timing. Evidence can disappear quickly, witnesses' memories fade, and there are strict deadlines for filing claims. That's why having 24/7 access to the Injury Helpline is so valuable.
The immediate availability really could make the difference between building a strong case and missing crucial evidence.
Let me share some final thoughts on this. If you're involved in a bike lane collision, remember that you're not alone. The Injury Helpline is there 24/7, ready to connect you with experienced lawyers who can protect your rights and help you get the compensation you deserve.
That's really powerful information for our listeners, knowing there's always someone available to help navigate these challenging situations.
And you know what? Whether it's a minor collision or a serious accident, don't hesitate to reach out. That free consultation could be the most important call you make after an accident, potentially making all the difference in your recovery and compensation.